The Lord never dealt with the civil courts when he said, if whoever, I say to you, whoever puts away his wife except for fornication and marries another commits adultery. He's not talking about civil courts. He's talking about this right here, the sending out of the house, the divorce, the putting away, the sundering of that marriage. You put them away for fornication, you have the right to do it and you have the right to remarry. But unless it's a sundering for the purpose or for the reason of fornication, you have no right to remarry. Again, can the innocent one then remarry without going through the civil divorce? You say, well, I thought you said the Lord didn't deal with it. The Lord didn't, but what did the Lord say regarding keeping civil law, Romans 13? We obey the law of the land. You look at 1 Peter 2 and verse 13. Obey every ordinance of man. What is the ordinance of man? That you don't marry. You don't have two wives or two husbands at the same time. There's got to be a severing, not of the, before God, but a severing on the books of that mate, or else you are labeled as a bigamist.